It's 7:45, 55 degrees, and we're ready for the Putnam County Boys game. It's being brought to you by these sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories north of Memphis. And now, let's take you back to Hannibal, Missouri for tonight's boys game with a play-by-play. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
And thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to Corfu Auditorium on the campus of Hannibal High School, Hannibal, Missouri. It is the boys' turn. And let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, the Clopton Hawks. It'll be Harrison Evans, a 6'4 sophomore. Kane Evans, a 6'1 freshman. Chase Hall, a 5'8 sophomore. Tyler Kuntz, a 6'1 junior. And Mason Street, a 6'2 senior. So Harrison Evans, Kane Evans, Chase Hall, Tyler Kuntz, and Mason Street. And the Hawks go 6'4", 6'1", 5'8", 6'1", and 6'2", coached by Tony Francis. And they are 18-10. For the Putnam County Midgets, this will be Lance Fowler, 6'3", senior. Zach Heidenwood, 6'1", a senior. Owen Ream, 6'1", a sophomore. Landon Wood, 6'5", a senior. And Jaden Wyatt at 6 foot and a senior. The Lance Fowler, Zach Heidenwood, Owen Rain, Landon Wood, and Jaden Wyatt. And the Midgets go 6'3", 6'1", 6'1", 6'5", and 6 foot. And they are coached by Kyle Fleischman, assisted by Calvin Heidenwood. So both teams have been introduced. We're set to play basketball. Second game of the night. In case you joined us in the first girls sectional, it was Scala County coming from behind and defeating Cairo 54-35. So we're going to be at Mobley for one. Let's just make it two. Lance Fowler will jump center against Mason Street. Ball is up, hit and controlled by Clopton as Harrison Evans with the basketball. A little lazy pass went back to Chase Hall. It goes out of bounds. And the last touch by Clopton. So it'll be Putnam County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Heidenwood will trigger. Gets it to Ream in the left corner. Now Wyatt around the top of the key down the lane. Gets it inside to Landon Wood. Wood in a double team. Kicks the ball to Ream off glass. Missed the shot. And Harrison Evans comes off the rebound. Gives it to Chase Hall. Man-to-man defense by Putnam County as they try to get it to Kane Evans. And it goes off of Kane Evans' hands and out of bounds. So Lance Fowler will inbound to Jaden Wyatt. And Wyatt across the timeline. Top of the key inside to Wood on the block. And Wood dribbles it off his foot and out of bounds. So Clopton with the basketball. As Harrison Evans will inbound to Chase Hall. Hall will bring it across the timeline, guarded by Wyatt. Now Kuntz has it on the left wing. Right down the middle, shots put up by Mason Street, no good. Evans comes off the rebound. Now three on the way by Kuntz, no good. And the rebound tied up. All the negative possession comes back to Putnam County. The Lance Fowler will inbound. Gets it to Wyatt. Here come the Midgets. As Wyatt will come across the timeline. The Fowler on the left wing in the left corner to Ream. On the left block, it goes to Wood. Wood turns, puts up the shot, missed it, and he's fouled by Harrison Evans. So Evans picks up his first foul. And Landon Wood will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. As Wood, very good free throw shooter. First shot up, got it. And Putnam County draws first blood. So Landon Wood with one, looking for two. Isaac fires it, got it. 2 points to Landon Wood. Full court pressure by Putnam as the inbounds pass stolen away by Fowler. Gets it to Ream off glass, got it. 2 points for Ream, and now Clopton wants a timeout. 6:47 left to play in the first quarter. Putnam County 4, dropped to nothing back in 30 seconds. This is KMAN Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
As Evans will inbound, gets it to Chase Hall. And Hall, guarded by Wyatt, brings it across the timeline, finds Cooch, now back to Hall. Kane Evans has it on the right wing. Bad pass, stolen away by Wyatt. A foot race. And Mason Street ran down Wyatt. Cuts the ball out of bounds. It'll be by the basketball. Out of bounds underneath the own basket. Zach Heidenwith will trigger. Heidenwith gets it to Wood in the left corner. Now Wyatt gets it back to Heidenwith. Back to Wood. Wood on the block. Lays up the shot and missed it. And on the rebound, Mason Street. Street gives it to Hall. Hall lost it again. Stolen away by Wyatt. Wyatt takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. No good, but the tip went Owen Ream. And he has four. 6-0. Putnam County with the lead. Chase Hall across the timeline. Dribbles into a double team. Gives it to Cooch on the right wing. Cooch in the right corner to Mason Street. Puts up a little 10-footer. No good, but Evans with the rebound. His putback way off the mark. And landed Wood off the rebound. The last Fowler. Fowler gives it to Ream. Drives the baseline. Tried to put up a shot. Knocked out of his hand, out of bounds. It'll be putting the basketball out of bounds underneath the wrong basket. As Jordan Genawan checks in for Clopton. And there was a number 25 would be Logan Dalrymple. As the Button tried to put up a shot, blocked and stolen away as they give the ball to Mason Street on the left wing. Street gives it to Genawan between the two circles. Now Cooch on the left wing. They get it inside to Evans. Evans to the right block, lays it up. Off glass, missed it, tip up, no good. And Landon Wood comes away with it to Lance Fowler. Fowler motors across the timeline to the top of the key. Lost his footing. Now they're going to call it jump ball. And all the regularization comes back to Clopton. Harrison Evans will inbound. 6-0. Putnam County of the lead. 5-10 left to play in the first quarter. As Genawine had the ball shoulder away, and this time Wyatt got part of the shoulder. Jaden Wyatt will pick up his first foul. First team foul against Putnam County. As Genawine with the basketball brings it across the timeline, picked up by Wyatt. They give it up to Dalrymple on the right wing. Now Genawine. Inside it goes to Harrison Evans. Goes out of bounds. Off of Harrison Evans. It'll be Putnam basketball as Gage Pearson will check in. And Jaden Wyatt will check out for Putnam County. As Pearson will get the ball in to Fowler. As Lance Fowler will walk the ball across the timeline for the midget. Man-to-man defense by Clopton. As Pearson gets it inside to Wood. Now over on the right wing goes Lance Fowler. Kicks the left wing to Pearson. Pearson one dribble. Kicks it back out to Ream. Ream to Heidenwith. Heidenwith inside Pearson. Puts it up. Off glass. Missed it. Got it back. Tried to put it back. And was fouled. Foul's going to be on Logan Dalrymple. So Dalrymple picks up his first foul. Gage Pearson at the line to shoot a pair. First shot up, got it. Gage Pearson with one, looking for two. 7-0, Putnam with the lead. 4:25 left to play in the first quarter. As Pearson's second free throw, got it. 2 points for Gage Pearson. Pressure by Putnam County. Harrison Hamlin made a bad pass. Stolen away by Heidenwith. And Heidenwith tried to pass. They had a two-on run, one, but Harrison Evans kicked it out of bounds, so it'll be hiding with the inbound underneath his own basket. Gets it inside to Pearson. Knocked away, picked up by Heidenwith. Still loose on the floor. Now Wood has a hold of it. And it's taken out of his, ripped out of his hand by Mason Street. So now the officials talk to both of them. Calm down a little bit as the jump ball stays with Putnam County. So Zach Heidenwith will inbound. Now we have to wipe some perspiration off the basketball. 4:12 left to play in the first quarter. Putnam County on top, 8-0. Zach Heidenwith again will inbound underneath his own basket. Heidenwith gets it to Wood in the right corner. Out to Fowler, top of the key to Ream. Back to Wood, little five-foot jumper, missed it. And off of the rebound comes Koontz. Koontz will take it down the left lane. Had the ball slapped out of his hand, out of bounds from behind by Zach Heidenwood. So it'll be Clopton basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket as Kane Evans checks in. Also checking back in, Chase Hall. Coming out of the ball game is Logan Dalrymple. And coming out, Tyler Koontz. So Mason Street will inbound. Gets the ball to Hall on the left wing. Now Kane Evans gets it inside to Harrison Evans, and Harrison Evans walks with it. Now, he was just pushed off the block by Landon Wood. They're, both of them are built about the same, and they're both 6'4", 6'5". That's going to be a battle all night as Fowler gives it to Pearson on the left wing. Landon Wood circles, gets it to the hoop, lays it up, got it. 4 points to Landon Wood, 10-0. Putnam with the lead. Hall brings it across the timeline, gets the ball to Street on the left wing. As Street around the top of the key, lost the ball, had it knocked away by Owen Ream. They're going to call the foul on Ream. So Owen Ream picks up his first foul. Second team foul against Putnam County. As into the ball game will come Jaden Pribble, and Ream will check out. As Genawan gets the ball inbound to Hall between the two surgeons. Now Genawan inside to Harrison Evans in a double team. It's up a shot blocked by Landon Wood to Genawan. Genawan drives the baseline, tries to kick it back out. Ball is actually just stolen away by Landon Wood. Lance Fowler now hiding with the free. Oh, God. Zach Heidenwith makes it 13-10. And Clopton calls a timeout. 2:55 left to play in the first quarter. Putnam County 13, Clopton nothing. Back in a minute. This is KMM Sports.
If you are struggling to afford internet service for your household, there's a new government program that may be able to help. It's called the Affordable Connectivity Program, and it provides up to a $30 monthly discount to qualifying households. Find more information about the program, including if you qualify and how to enroll, at fcc.gov/ACP or call toll-free at 877-384-2575. That's 877-384-2575.
Niemer is a participating provider.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Back at Hannibal High School, Chase Hall across the timeline for Clopton. Gives it to Kane Evans on the right wing beyond the arc. Looks for somebody. Now makes a bad pass to Street and stolen away by Gage Pearson. Gives it to Fowler. Fowler across the timeline to Pribble on the left wing. Fowler out of the top of the key. Fowler gets it inside to Pearson. Off glass, got it. 4 points for Gage Pearson, 15-0. Putnam County with the lead, 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. as Hall gives it to Genawan on the right wing. Now inside to Mason Street. Underneath it goes to Evans. Missed the shot. And Kane Evans had the rebound. Loose on the floor. Kicks it back out to Genawan on the right wing. He's guarded by Jason Tribble. Brings it back out between the two circles to Kane Evans on the right wing. Chase Hall between the two circles. Hall gives it back to Genawan on the right wing. Inside to Mason Street on the right side of the circle. Now three on the wing. Bullseye. Chase Hall dropped it on the board. 15-3. Putnam with the lead in the basketball. A foul across the timeline to Pearson. Now Pribble on the left wing. Out pops Hyden with long three on the way. No good. And Mason Street off the rebound. Gets the ball out to Genawan. And Genawan has it between the two circles. He's started by Pribble to the right wing. Now Kane Evans has it in the right corner. Gets it back out to Hall at the top of the key to Kane Evans on the right wing. One dribble. Kicks it over to Genawan on the left wing. In the left corner, it goes to Street. Inside, Harrison Evans. Lost the ball. Picked up by Genawan. And now Street drives the baseline, kicks it back out, top of the key to Hall. Now Genawan from 15, no good. And off the rebound comes Pribble. Pribble will bring it across the timeline. Gives the ball to Fowler with 35 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Fowler to the top of the key to Pearson. Gives it to Heidenwith. Heidenwith puts it off, flash shot it. Zach Heidenwith with 5 points. 17-3, Putnam with the lead. As Street takes it to the hoop, lays it up, no good. And Landon Wood off the rebound. Gives it to Fowler. Fowler at the top of the key. Now Heidenwith on the right wing. Out pops Fowler with 7 seconds. Fowler gives it to Wood. Wood back to Fowler, top of the key. Fowler to Heidenwith. Quick three on the way, no good. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. Putnam County 17. And Clopton 3, back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
I'm Alexandra Kay, and I am back on air with Boot Barn.
She's a dive bar dreamer in her dime store boot. She is a constant believer and always sticking to her roots. She spends her days writing songs at the she spends her nights playing for tips and beer.
Learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
The Progressive ABC Insider.
There's so many stories. There's so many legends in the black cowboy culture.
LaMonica Garrett stars in 1883, the Yellowstone prequel on Paramount Plus. It's an important role for him with more to tell.
There were so many others you've never heard of that helped reshape the Western frontier.
The ABC Insider is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. I'm ABC's Matt Wolf.
And back at Hannibal High School, Clopton with the basketball as we start the second quarter. Kane Evans to the free throw line. Genawan now gives it to Hall in the corner. Hall had a pass stolen away by Heidenwith. Takes it to the house, lays it up and in. 7 points for Zach Heidenwith. 19-3, Clopton with the lead. Hall will bring it across the timeline. Hall gives it to Kane Evans. Now he kicks it to Dalrymple. Shot's put up, no good. And Gates Pearson off the rebound. Gets it to Fowler. Lance Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Fowler gets it to Jaden Wyatt at the top of the key. Now Fowler on the left wing. Fowler gives it in the corner to Carter Simmons. Simmons back to Heidenwith. Heidenwith takes it down to the left block. Has put up a shot and missed it. Well, that's Trace Riediger in the ballgame, not Simmons. And now Wyatt steals the ball from Genawan. And Wyatt has it between the two circles to Riediger. Riediger gives it to Fowler in the left corner beyond the arc. Heidenwith will try another three. No good. And off of the rebound It goes out of bounds as one of the Putnam players, that's Rieger, letting the bench try to save it. He's all right. Mason Street will check back in for Clopton. And Kane Evans will check out. Harrison Evans checks back in. And Dalrymple will check out. 6:41 left to play in the first half. Chase Hall will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Looks for somebody. Finds gentleman on the right wing. Dribbles to the right corner. Jump pass from 5 feet away. Gives it to Street. Street back to Hall. Now gentleman between the two circles. To Kuntz on the left wing. Kuntz will try a three. No good. And Rieger off the rebound. Gives it to Fowler. And Lance Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Fowler takes it to the free throw line. Now a dotted line. Puts it up. Got it. 2 points to Lance Fowler. 21-3. But it was a lead. Hall across the timeline. Hall picks up the dribble. Got it by Wyatt. Jenna Wyatt drives the baseline. Puts up the shot. Missed it. Rebound. Tipped around. And out in comes Kuntz. Now Hall for three. In and out, no good. Rebound was Evans. Tried to put up the shot, missed it. And he's fouled by Lance Fowler. Lance Fowler picks up the foul. That's his first. The third team foul against Putnam County. And Harrison Evans will be at the line. And he'll shoot a pair. Looks for his first points of the ball game. Shots up. Got it. First point for Harrison Evans. As Gage Pearson checks out, Landon Wood checks back in. 5:41 left to play in the first half. As Dalrymple gets up to check in for Clopton. Second free throw is good. 2 points for Harrison Evans. He'll step down. And Logan Dalrymple will check in. A little pressure by Clopton. Fowler with the basketball to Wyatt. Dribbles right through a double team. Down into the left corner, he loses his footing and loses the ball to Tyler Kuntz. Kuntz gives the ball to the gentleman. The gentleman has it between the two circles. He'll give it to a double team underneath the Dalrymple. Gets everybody in the air. Pick up the shot blocked by Wood. They're going to call Wood, I think. Nope. Going to be on Rieger. So Chase Rieger picks up the foul. That's his first. Fourth team foul against Putnam County, and Logan Dalrymple will be at the line to shoot a pair. That's Dalrymple's first shot. Up, got it. 1 point for Logan Dalrymple. Makes it 21-6, Putnam County with a lead. It's Dalrymple. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 2 points for Logan Dalrymple as Harrison Evans checks in. Genowin checks out. Rieger checks out, and back in the ball game comes Owen Ream for Putnam County. Little pressure by Clopton. Wyatt gives it to Fowler. Fowler underneath, tried to find Wood, but hit the rim, and long rebound picked it up by Wyatt. Wyatt gives it back to Fowler on the deep left wing. To Ream on the left wing. He'll try a three, no good, and off the rebound comes Kuntz. Kuntz had the ball slapped away, picks it back up, bounce past Dalrymple on the right wing. Now Evans on the right side of the circle. To Hall. A three-pointer on the way. Bullseye by Tyler Kuntz. Makes it 21-10. Ream with the basketball. To Hydeworth on the right wing. Back to Ream down the left lane. Little floater, got it. From five, he has six. And 23-10. Kuntz across the timeline. Well, that was Hall. Tried to find Kuntz. Pass swapped out of bounds by Ream. So the beat. Dropped in basketball. Out of bounds on the near sideline. As Logan Dalrymple will trigger. Dalrymple looks for somebody. Gets it to Hall in the backcourt. Hall across the timeline. Dribbles down the left lane. Kicks it off of the left baseline to Dalrymple. Inside Harrison Evans. Kicks it back out to Hall. And now Kuntz for three. No good. and fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds, but plays in bounds by Evans. And now pass is blocked by Dalrymple, picked up by Street. Shot put up, no good. Tip up, no good. And Landon Wood comes off with the rebound. Gives it to Fowler. Fowler to the top of the key. Gives it to Wyatt on the right, left side of the circle. Now the right side of the circle to Fowler, and Fowler walks with it. The ball fake gets you out of time. So the turnover gives it back to Clopton with 3:37 left to play in the first half. Evans will inbound to Hall. Hall gets it to Coots on the deep right wing. Coots drops it off to Dalrymple on the right corner. Back to Hall on the right wing. Evans at the free throw line. Kicks it to Coots. Coots will take it right at Landon Wood. That's a mistake. And there's an air ball. And the Fowler comes away with it. Fowler to the top of the key. Looks for all kinds of cutters. Finally gives it to Wyatt. And Wyatt has it between the two circles. Takes it down the dotted line. Puts the shot up. Missed it off glass. And Evans off the rebound. Gives it to Hall to the free throw line. Kicks it out to Coots on the right wing. Coots gives it back to Evans, right side of the circle, to Hall on the right wing. Now Street to the left wing, Dalrymple. Coots cut off on the right baseline. Dalrymple on the left wing. Gets it inside to Evans. Off glass, got it. Harrison Evans with 4 points. 23-12, Putnam with the lead and the basketball. As Wyatt takes it to the left wing, gets it inside. Landon Wood threw up an air ball. And Coots comes away with it. Coots across the timeline. Gives it to Dalrymple. And Street will drive the baseline. And he runs over Landon Wood. Offensive foul on Tyler Coots. That's his first. And now Putnam County wants a timeout. 2:16 left to play in the first half. It's Putnam County 23, Clopton 12, back in 30 seconds. This is KNAM Sports.
The Putnam County State Bank is a proud supporter of high school athletics. Being locally owned and operated, they can provide their customers with the personal services they're looking for. Putnam County State Bank offers a wide range of individual, business, and agricultural services with a staff that is friendly, confidential, and well-trained. Stop by and see them at Putnam County State Bank in Unionville or Milan, where you can always bank with the local folks. Member FDIC.
2:16 left to play in the first half, boys sectional. Putnam County on top, 23-12 with the basketball as Wyatt dribbles to the right wing beyond the arc. Had the ball stripped out of his hand by Street and a foul on the floor. And the foul is going to be on Jaden Wyatt. So Wyatt picks up his second personal foul. As Harrison Evans will inbound to Jenna Wyatt. The gentleman across the timeline between the two circles picks up the dribble with Cesare Phillipsy. Finds Coots. Now Evans under the basket, but the shot up, no good. Tip around, no good. Wyatt comes away with it. Wyatt brings it across the timeline. Hands the ball off to Heidenwood between the two circles. Now Ream on the left wing. Drives the base. Wyatt puts up the shot, got it. 8 points for Owen Ream. 25-12 is Coots almost lost the ball, almost stolen away by Wyatt, and Coots will inbound on the far sideline for Clopton. The gentleman across the timeline gives it to Coots. Dribble drive to the right lane, tried to pass it inside, stolen away by Zach Heidenwood. Heidenwood gives it to Wyatt at the top of the key. Now Gage Pearson in the game on the left wing. Gives it to Ream. Between the two circles with the right wing to Jaden Wyatt. Pearson on the right baseline. Pearson gives the ball out to Heidenwith. Heidenwith bounce past the ring. Puts it up in there. Jaden Wyatt, rather. What interior passing these Putnam County guys can do. Coots off the left wing for three. Airballed it, but saved in bounds by Kane Evans. Harrison Evans at the free throw line. Gives it out to Street for three. Bullseye. Mason Street hits a three. makes it 27-15. Putnam with the lead, 35 seconds left to play in the first half. Owen Ream to the free throw line. Goes down the paint, lays it up, got it. What a nice move by Owen Ream. He has 10. Gentlemen, to the right side of the circle. And they try to get it inside the street. Almost thrown away. Now picked up by Coons against Wood. Picked up the shot. No good. Pearson off with the rebound. To Wyatt. As Wyatt looks up, sees 10 seconds. Now pops Wood. Now Wyatt has the top of the key. Down to 5 seconds. They give it to Owen Ream. He throws up a three at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. Putnam County, 29. And dropped in 15. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
For the best weekly coverage of local news, sports, county government, social news, and much more, read the Unionville Republican. They've provided continuous coverage for people in Putnam County for over 145 years. For your convenience, they have an email address for your news and advertising at urep@nemer.net. That's urep@nemer.net. Or call 660-947-2222, 660-947-2222.
Small towns are built upon the support of the people who call them home. When we all work together, there are no limits to what we can achieve. For over two decades, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories has been in the business of lifting more than vehicles. We lift up the people and the programs that unite us. Thanks to your dedication, we're able to support the communities we serve in multiple ways, taking us all to new heights. Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories, a proud supporter of Putnam County students and athletes.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 30 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun again tomorrow. High of 44. Lows dip down to about 28 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Mainly cloudy skies Friday with highs in the upper 50s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country 100.5 KMEM. Right now 54.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hannibal High School, Hannibal, Missouri. We're at halftime of this Class 2 boys sectional game, and Putnam County leading Clopton by a score of 29-15. Take a look at the first half scoring. First four, Putnam County, Jaden Wyatt with 2 points, Lance Fowler with two, Zach Hyden with 7, Owen Ream with 10, Gage Pearson with 4, and Landon Wood with 4 points. For Clopton, Tyler Coots with 3 points, Chase Hall with 3, Logan Dalrymple with 2 points, Mason Street with 3, and Harrison Evans with 4 points. Putnam County led 17-3 after one quarter. Both teams scored 12 in the second quarter. Putnam County leads here at halftime, 29-15, and I'll be back with more in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Putnam County R1 schools are honored to have the opportunity to educate tomorrow's leaders. Citizenship, perseverance, respect, responsibility, and teamwork are all characteristics that they strive to teach their students to be successful in life. Putnam County R1 schools take pride in their students' achievements, whether it's on or off the field, in Putnam County midget teams.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hannibal High School. Corf Auditorium on the campus of Hannibal High School. We're at halftime this boys' sectional game with Putnam County leading 29-15 over Clopton. And I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Putnam County Midget Basketball. I'm your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM FM Memphis, as Putnam County boys coming back on the floor. In the first game of the evening, it was a girls' sectional game and Scotland County. After trailing at halftime, came out roaring in the second half and defeated Cairo 54-35, leading the way for Scotland County. Hannah Feeney with 11 points, Elena Whitaker with 22, and Cairo led in scoring by Avery Brumley with 11 points. Cairo led 12-5 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Cairo 10-9 in the second quarter, and Cairo led 21-15 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland County outscored Cairo 25-7. Scotland led 40-28 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Scotland again outscored Cairo 14-7. And Scotland girls won it 54-35. So Scotland County improves to 24-3, while Cairo ends their season with a record of 24-6. And just in, Dave was kind of keeping me posted. And another Class 2 sectional, it was St. Paul Lutheran out of Concordia defeating, I'll get it out, 51-51. So Salisbury goes down to defeat, and Scotland County will 51-45. St. Paul Lutheran of Concordia will play Scotland County at noon on Saturday at MACC. You'll hear it right here on KMEM. Ronnie Roof, how are you doing?
Good.
Oh, not too bad.
I couldn't come, had cancer for had surgery a week ago. I couldn't come in another two games, but you do a hell of a job.
Well, thank you, Ronnie Roof. Yeah, you have. Yeah. Thanks, Ronnie. I haven't fallen out of my chair yet.
Yeah, God, that was a long
time. Yeah, it was. Ronnie Roof used to be my cover man for a couple of years. In fact, I think he was with me the last time we were down here, the Putnam girls, playing Palmyra girls in a sectional, and Palmyra scored the first 2 points. Putnam County held the ball for the rest of the first half, and Palmyra led 2-0 going into the third quarter. Come out, went to man-to-man, and Putnam beat them by 15 points. And Putnam girls ended up going to the Final Four and bringing home the second-place trophy. That's been 100 years ago. But anyway, in a Class 3 girls sectional, East Buchanan defeats Milan 38-34. So the Milan Lady Wildcats in their season. But getting back to Saturday at noon, again, St. Paul Lutheran defeats Salisbury 51-45. So that's who Scotland County will play, St. Paul Lutheran out of Concordia. That'll be at noon on Saturday from Moberly Area Community College. As we're down there anyway, let's let the Putnam County boys hang on to the lead they've got. If I'm going to do one, let's just do both of them. So that, at least we know we're going to be on the air Saturday at noon. Now it's up to the Putnam County midgets to take us the rest of the afternoon, as they lead dropped him 29-15 as both teams around their respective coaches. And the Putnam County Midgets sending their starters back on the floor. Kyle Fleischman and Tony Francis sends his starters back on the floor. And Putnam County will have the basketball to start the third quarter. As Zach Heidenworth will inbound to Jaden Wyatt. As Wyatt will walk the ball across the timeline. Gives it to Fowler on the left wing. Fowler to Ream, top of the key for three. Bullseye! Owen Ream is having a ball game. So Ream with 13 points. Now flopping on the basketball as Harrison Evans gives it to Kane Evans on the left side of the circle. Hall for three. Bullseye! Chase Hall, second three of the night. He has six. 32-18. Putnam with the lead as Wyatt. At the top of the key, still with the dribble, gives it to Ream on the left wing. Now Wood at the high post underneath the Wyatt off glass, got it. 4 points for Jaden Wyatt. Give the assist to Landon Wood. Coots across the timeline between the two circles to Street on the left wing. Street, one dribble, kicks it back out to Hall between the two circles. Now Coots on the left wing. Coots guarded by Wyatt in the left corner to Street. Back to Coots on the left wing. Coots, high post, it goes to Harrison Evans. Harrison Evans lost the ball, but picked up, gives it to Kane Evans. Cut off on the right baseline. Out to Hall, top of the key. Hall gives it back to Coots on the left wing. Coots inside Harrison Evans. Kane Evans, top of the key for three. No good. And Wyatt saves the rebound from going out of bounds to Zach Heidenworth. Now Fowler. Gives it to Wyatt. Wyatt gives it back to Fowler in the right corner. Fowler, ball high to his head, back to Wyatt. Wyatt will dribble out, back out between the two circles. Reloads the offense. Gives it to Wood at the high post. Wood to Ream. 10-foot jumper on the way, missed it. And Kane Evans comes off the rebound to Hall. Hall gives the ball back to Kane Evans across the dotted line. Now three-pointer by Coots. Bullseye. Tyler Coots, second three of the ball game. And now Clopton wants a timeout. 5:51 left to play in the third quarter. It's Putnam County 34, Clopton 21. Back in 30 seconds. This is KMEM Sports.
If you witness a wildlife violation and decide to report it, get as much information as possible. Vehicle descriptions and the types of violations witnessed are essential in apprehending violators. When obtaining vehicle information, try to get the license plate number first. Write it down if you can. To report wildlife violations, contact your conservation agent or call your local sheriff's office. This has been Missouri Conservation Agent Shannon Smith.
Back at Hannibal, Putnam County with the basketball and placed by Clopton. Lance Fowler. Gives it to Heidenwell, kicks it over to Wyatt across the timeline. Wyatt kicks it back to Ream, hands it off to Fowler at the top of the key. It's Fowler. Gives it back to Wyatt around the top of the key. Wyatt on the right side of the circle to Fowler on the right wing. Fowler brings it back out to the top of the key beyond the arc. To Jaden Wyatt to the top of the key. Wyatt. Lob underneath and tip to Fowler, and he has got a little shove from behind by Dalrymple, I think, and it's going to be on Logan Dalrymple. That's his second. First team foul against Clopton. Heidenworth underneath his own basket to inbound. Looks for somebody. Trying to get it into Fowler, stole the way by Street. The Coots. And a whistle and a foul, and the foul's going to be on Jaden Wyatt. That's his third. So three fouls on Jaden Wyatt as his ballgame Carter Simmons and Ream maybe rolled an ankle. He hopped off the floor. Simmons checks in and Putnam County goes 2-3 zone. So Hall will bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Street on the left wing. Street back to Hall in the center circle. Hall gets it inside to Evans on the right wing. To Hall. Street. Inside to Dalrymple. Dalrymple's cross court. Pass goes to Coons. Inside to Evans. Evans is double teamed. Now three on the way. No good. An air ball by Kurtz. And out with it comes Hayden with to Fowler. Fowler to the free throw line. Lost the ball. Stolen away by Street. Street to the house. Lays it up. Got it. Mason Street with 5 points. 11-point Putnam County lead, 34-23. With the basketball, Jaden Wyant. Wyant kicks it out to Fowler. Top of the key to Simmons. Simmons right side of the circle. Out to the right wing to Wyant. Inside to Wood. Wood just powers his way in. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Street, I think. So Mason Street picks up his first foul. Lambert Wood will be at the line. He has four looking for five. Wood eyes it, fires it, and got it. 5 points for Lambert Wood. Dalrymple checks out. Gentleman checks in. 4:14 left to play in the third quarter. 12-point Putnam lead. Now make it 13. As Lambert Wood hits the second free throw, he has six. 36-23, Putnam with the lead as Hall. This gentleman on the deep left wing. Skipped it to the right wing. Tried to get it to Kuntz, stolen away by Fowler. To Carter Simmons and walked with it. As Simmons, Fowler, maybe too unselfish that time. Lance could have taken it himself. Now Gage Pearson checks. Dan Simmons sets down. Hall with the basketball. Walks it across the timeline. Bounce past the Street on the left wing. A Street, one dribble back to Kuntz and between the two circles. Kuntz to Evans at the free throw line. Hall for three on the way. Bullseye! Chase Hall's third three tonight. He has nine. 10-point Putnam lead. Look at the basketballs. Wyatt, top of the key. Now Wood. Wood tried to get it inside to Pearson and threw it past Pearson and out of bounds. As now Kyle Fleischman wants a timeout. That brings Plopton fans to their feet. 3:24 left to play in the third quarter. Putnam County 36, Plopton 26. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Zara's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Carl quit this morning, so Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I'd like to carry more parts at my shop, but I just don't have the room. Every time I go in the back to get wiper blades, I trip over a dusty crate of Honda air filters, then bang my head on some GTO radiator hoses. eBay Motors never has that problem. They stock all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, with everything from new headlights to vintage gear shifters. I can't imagine being able to stock 122 million parts. I mean, where would I get all those shelves? eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hannibal, Missouri. Dropping with the basketball, a little pressure by Jaden Wyant, but Hall will bring it across the timeline. Street on the left wing. Street will jump stop inside the arc. Kuntz for three on the way. No good. And Lance Fowler off the rebound. Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Fowler dribbles around the right lane. Gets inside. Now the ball goes on the floor. Kuntz slid on his bottom for about 10 feet. And no call. Drops his basketball. Get inside to Evans. Gentleman on the right wing. Beyond the arc. Now Hall gives it to Street. Top of the key. To Kuntz on the left wing. Kuntz. Around it picks up by Evans. Gives the ball to Hall. Gentleman takes it right at Wood. Now three on the way by Kuntz. Bullseye! Father Kuntz with his third three. And it's a 7-point Putnam County lead. As Wyant brings it across the timeline. Wyatt takes it down to the right corner. Gives it back to Heidenwood. Inside to Wood. Wood inside to Fowler. Off glass. Got it. 4 points for Lance Fowler. 38-29. Hall gives the ball on the left wing to Coots. Coots, couple of dribble, gentlemen, to the right wing. It goes to Hall. Hall looks inside. Nobody there. Street. Now they get it at the dotted line. Evans. As the Street put up a shot and missed it. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Putnam County basketball. 1:45 left to play in the third quarter. Pressure by Clopton. Heidenwood gets it to Wyatt. Now back to Fowler. Fowler back to Wyatt. Wyatt down near sideline. Gets it to Wood. Now goes off the backboard. Picked up by Pearson. Missed the putback. Here comes Koontz. Missed the shot. And off the rebound comes Fowler. Fowler had the ball. The pass left out of bounds by Koontz. As Riediger checks in and for Putnam County, gentleman checks out and Kane Evans checks in. And Lance Fowler will inbound on their sideline. 1:21 left to play in the first quarter. Also, Dalrymple will check back in as Kane Evans will check out. And Lance Fowler will inbound. Gets it to Wyatt. As Wyatt will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Gets it to Pearson. Pearson underneath the Riediger. Puts it up. Got it right in front of the glass. 2 points for Grace Riediger. 40-29. Putnam with the lead. A minute left to play in the third quarter. Clopton. As Kane Evans on the left wing to Koontz, to the right wing to Street, right corner to Hall. Hall dribbles out to the left wing. In the left corner, Street. Street, one dribble, back to Koontz. Now between the two circles to Hall. Long time to hold it for one shot. Kane Evans, left wing to the right wing to Hall. Hall gives it to Koontz on the left wing. Koontz gets it inside to Street. Street takes it down to the paint, puts up a shot, rejected by Fowler, and loose ball is picked up by Heidenwick. To Riediger, now to Wyatt. Wyatt will bring it top of the key, inside to Pearson. Pearson, an offensive foul on James Pearson. As he ran into Street, Street went down, offensive foul on Gage. Now Carter Simmons checks in. Jade Wyatt will check out with 12 seconds left. That's in the third quarter. As Kane Evans will inbound to Hall. Hall will bring it across the timeline to Kane Evans around the top of the key. Now that gets it inside to Harrison Evans. And Harrison walked with it, I thought. Somebody had a hold of it. They call it jump ball, alternating possession. Comes back to Clopton with 2 seconds left. Inbound to Street. Evans puts up the shot, missed it, and he walked with it first. So now a tenth of a second. As Putnam County, all they have to do is get the ball inbounds, and the quarter's going to end. Pearson gets into Lance Fowler, and that's into the third quarter with the score. Putnam County 40 and Clopton 29. Back in a moment. This is K&M Sports.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and cost of coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
Look, money is tight right now. You sure don't need to get hit with a big unexpected repair bill. What if your car breaks down today? Could you pay the bill? If it's a transmission, that's over $3,000. Your engine, up to $6,000. Even minor repairs can hit your wallet hard. Here's the good news. If you have a car, truck, or SUV that's 2000 or newer, you could stop paying for repairs today. That's right. With Protect My Car, when your car breaks down, they pay the repair bill for you. Just call 800-587-7860 now to get protected. Protect My Car pays your engine, transmission, air conditioning, and suspension repairs and more. Call 800-587-7860 to get your car protected before the next repair bill hits. Call 800-587-7860. 860 today and get free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Call Protect My Car today. 800-587-7860 and never pay for car repairs again. Call 800-587-7860.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hannibal High School, Corf Auditorium, as we start the final 8 minutes of this boys' sectional. Putnam County leading Clopton 40-29, and they'll have the basketball to start the quarter. Lance Fowler across the timeline to Rieger on the left wing. Now Simmons, three-pointer on the way, no good. And a long rebound comes out, taken by Koontz. Koontz takes it right at Heidenwood, puts up the shot, no good. Kane Evans got the rebound, put it up and in. That's his first two of the ball game. 40-31, Putnam up by 9 with the basketball. Simmons gets it inside to Pearson. Pearson fans out to the left corner. The Carter Simmons. Now Heidenwood trying to get it inside. Got Fowler and stolen away by Street. Street gives it to Hall. Hall to Street on the deep left wing. Street to the top of the key. Now Evans. That's Kane. Gets it inside to Harrison. Puts it up. Got it. A 4-0 run by Clopton. 40-33, 7-point Putnam County lead with the basketball. Fowler, season opening, takes it to the hoop and double dribbles the ball. As Landon Wood and Jaden Wyatt both check in, Pearson and Carter Simmons both check out. Here comes Hall with the basketball. To Wyatt, guarded by Wyatt. To Koontz on the deep left wing. Bounce past the Hall between the two circles. To the right wing, it goes to Kane Evans. Evans lost the ball and is picked up by Wyatt. To Fowler. Lance Fowler will bring it across the timeline. To Wyatt in the right corner. To Rieger. Back to Wyatt around the top of the key to the right wing. Inside to Wood. Wood in the double team. And Wyatt trying to get it to Wood. And if that's the case, he's got to throw it up high. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Heidenwith inbound underneath his own basket. Heidenwith looks for somebody. Gets it to Wood in the right corner. To Wyatt. Now Fowler inside to Wood. Dotted line. Turn around. 10-foot jumper. No good. Rieger with the rebound. Saves it inbounds. The right to Hall. As Hall gets it ahead to Street. Street will take it right to Wood. Now three-pointer by Koontz on the way. No good. A rebound. Tips around. Now with it comes Lance Fowler to Wyatt. Wyatt down the near sideline inside the arc on the left wing. And Wyatt had the ball stolen away by Street. And a save by Koontz. And now whistling a foul. And the foul is going to be on Wyatt. So Jade Wyatt just picked up his fourth personal foul. As the gentleman checks back in, Kane Evans checks out. Gage Pearson will check in, and Jade Wyatt will set down with four personal fouls, 5:44 left to play. 7-point Putnam lead, 40-33. Hall with the basketball for Clopton. Gentleman has it on the right wing. Back to Hall between the two circles. Hall gives it to Koontz on the left wing. High post to Street. Kicks it back out to Gentleman. Gentleman against Wood. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And Rieger off the rebound. Gets it to Fowler. Lance Fowler will take his time. Bringing it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by Clopton. Rieger inside to Pearson. Now Wood. And Wood tried to dribble around Evans. And Evans kind of flipped team, so Harrison Evans picks up his second foul. Personal foul. 13 foul against Clopton. Heidenwith gets it inside to Gage Pearson. Put up the shot. Missed it from the block. And Koontz off the rebound. Koontz to Hall. Back to Koontz on the right wing. Koontz around a pick. Set by Evans. Gets it back out to Hall. Now Street to Gentleman in the left corner. As Gentleman takes it right at Landon Wood, lays it up, got it. As Gentleman made it. 40-35. as close as Clopton's been for a long time. Inside it goes to Wood. Wood had the ball knocked away, gets it to Fowler. Fowler picks up the shot, missed it. Now the foul's going to be on the gentleman. Picks up his foul, picks up his first foul, and Lance Fowler will go to the line to shoot two. He has four, looking for five. 4:26 left to play in the game. Fowler eyes it, fires it, got it. 5 points for Lance Fowler. Back to a 6-point Putnam County lead. Putnam County has had a couple of 14-point leads. Next one up, missed it. And high of Genoine, off high for the rebound. Across the timeline, bad pass. Knocked away by Fowler. And now knocked out of bounds by Genoine, I thought. And they say Fowler touched it last. So Clopton will have the basketball. Koontz will inbound the Hall. The Hall will bring across the timeline. Finds Genoine on the deep left wing. Gets it inside to Evans on the left side of the circle. Now Genoine off the baseline. 10-footer on the way. No good. Pearson off the rebound. Pearson gives it to Fowler. Fowler will bring it across the timeline. Still left wing. Picks up the dribble. Finds Hydewood. Hydewood takes it to the hoop. Puts up the shot. Missed it. And do the foul. The foul will be on Tyler Koontz, and that's his second. Second foul on Koontz. Zach Hyden went with seven, looking for eight. He'll shoot two. 3:53 left to play in the game. As Hyden with first one up, got it. 8 points for Zach Hyden with. Dalrymple and Kane Evans will check in. Hall will check out. Street will check out. 42-35. Heidenworth with eight, looking for nine. Shots on the way, got them both. 9 points, Zach Heidenworth. 8 points, Putnam lead as Genoine comes across the timeline. Takes it to the right side of the circle, left side of the circle to Evans. Tried to kick it back out to Kane Evans. Pass is slapped out of bounds by Heidenworth. Still lead, dropped in basketball. Out of bounds on the far sideline. As Koontz will inbound to Evans. Back to Koontz. He'll drive the left baseline. He's cut off. Now they kick it back out. Passes all the way by Fowler. Slap got it. Big steal by Lance Fowler. And he fouled. Basket count. And the foul is going to be on Genoine. Second foul on Genoine, and now Clopton wants a timeout. 3:34 left to play in the ball game. It's Putnam County 45, Clopton 35. Back in a minute. This is KMN Sports.
Creamy nut butter makes it delightfully sweet. Roasted nuts make it perfectly salty. Get two great tastes in one delicious bar. Enjoy a Nature Valley sweet and salty nut bar today.
QuickPits.com is your one-stop shop with over 350,000 national parts and accessories from the brands that you demand. Truck, Jeep, auto, ATV, with fast free shipping to your door, it's QuickPits.com.
Come and get it, we'll ship it for free. We'll ship it for
protect his family from disaster. Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Back at Hannibal, Lance Fowler at the line trying to complete the three-point play. He has seven, looking for eight. Shots up, got in and out, no good. Now, I don't know exactly what happened. Blew the whistle, missed the free throw. No foul, so Genoine across the timeline for Clopton between the two circles. Kane Evans has the left wing to Genoine. Now the free throw line to Harrison Evans. He gets it inside to Dalrymple, right between his legs. When he goes out of bounds, it'll be Putnam County basketball. As Mason Street will check back in, and Dalrymple will check out. Green Knight team left to play. Rediger will inbound to Heidenwood. The Rediger gives it to Fowler. Back to Rediger against Frazier. And now, bad pass by Rediger. It's stolen away by Kane Evans. The Street. Now Kane Evans for three. No good. Airballed it. And Rediger comes off the rebound. To Fowler, to Rediger, to Pearson on the left baseline. Fowler on the left wing. To Heidenwood. Ball away, 10-footer. Missed it. Landon Wood off the rebound. Wood will put it up. Missed it. And off the rebound comes Koontz. Koontz fans back out of the right wing. Now, gentlemen, now three by Koontz. No good. Oh, that was Street. And last foul off the rebound. 2:25 left to play. As they get the ball inside, too much passing at that time by Putnam County. They turn it over, and Koontz with the basketball. He is tied up by Fowler. They call a jump ball, and all of the possession, I can't see the arrow. Right. As Wyatt will check in, and Rediger will check out. The arrow points toward Clopton. 10-point Putnam lead, 45-35. Now a little five-foot jumper, no good by Street. And off the rebound, Jaden Wyatt gets it to Heidenwood. Now it goes to Powell, this one a foul. And the foul's going to be on Street. As a little bit rough foul, and Landon Wood had a few words to say to Street. Zach Heidenwood had a few words to say. As Mason Street kind of pounded his chest and it was on me. So now Lance Fowler at the line to shoot a 1-1, I think. First shot up, missed it, and off the rebound is Harrison Evans to Hall. Off the timeline to the right wing. Now Street gets an inside shot put up, blocked by Pearson. They're going to call a foul on either Pearson or Wood. Call it on Landon Wood, I think. So Landon Wood does pick up the foul. That's his first. Just under 2 minutes left to play as Kane Evans at the line. First shot on the way. Missed it. So Kane Evans has 2 points, looking for three. Still a 10-point Putnam County lead. We've been stuck on 45-35. As Evans eyes it, fires it, missed it, and Fowler comes off the rebound. Gets it out to Heidenwith. Heidenwith back to Fowler as Fowler is fouled by Chase Hall. So Chase Hall is going to pick up his first foul. That's the 18th foul against Clopton as Kane Evans checks out and Koontz checks back in. So again, Lance Fowler, 7, looking for 8. He'll shoot a 1-1. First shot on the way, missed it again. And Hall comes out with a rebound, gets it ahead to Gentleman. Tried to split a double team, lost the ball, picked up by Fowler to Landon Wood. And Wood is immediately fouled. See the foul's going to be on. They're going to call it on Chase Hall. That's his second. And Landon Wood will go to the line to shoot a 1-1. Landon Wood with 6 points, looking for 7. As Wood gets the basketball. Isaac fires it, got it. 7 points for Landon Wood. 11-point Putnam County lead, 46-35, a minute 40 left to play in the game. As Wood's second free throw, got it. 8 points for Landon Wood. Back to a 12-point Putnam lead. Koontz across the timeline. Pass past the gentleman on the right wing. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Jaden Wyatt. He gets fouled out. the Jaden Wyatt fouled out of the ball game. Trace Ridiger will check back in. 1:34 left to play in the game. The Street will inbound in front of the Wapping bench. Gets the ball in to Gentleman at the top of the key. Now Evans at the high post. Evans gets it back out the hall for three. Gets it underneath to Koontz. Lays it up and in. Tyler Koontz with 11 points. And now Clopton wants a timeout. 1:22 left to play in the ball game. It's Putnam County 47, Clopton 37. Back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
Looking to make improvements around your home? I'm Richard McCann with your Easy Fix Moment. Most people don't realize that if you have a generator, whether it's a portable or a whole house generator, they have to be serviced about once a year. You don't want to go into a snowstorm or anything else where you need your generator and it's not running. So call your contractor and make sure your generator is running the way it's supposed to when you need it. Brought to you by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping.
Like getting credit for everything you do? We created 102 reasons to switch to a Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro this year. The first 100 reasons, you'll get $100 to switch. Yep, $100. Reason 101, we'll track down every last tax credit so you get every dollar you deserve. 102, we guarantee your biggest refund. Want to discover Reason 103? Book an appointment at a participating location near you and get credit for everything you do. Offer ends March 6th. Available at participating retail locations for new clients only. Mention this ad when filing. Terms apply. Visit JacksonHewitt.com for details.
1:22 left to play in the game. As Putnam County will have the basketball, pressure by Clopton. Inbound pass to Fowler. Fowler fouled by Gentleman. That's his third. 10th team foul. And last foul will go to the line. He'll shoot two shots. So, again, he's still stuck on 7 points, looking for eight. Trying to increase his 10-point lead. 1:19 left to play. As Lance Fowler eyes it, fires it, and got it. 8 points to Lance Fowler. 11-point Putnam County lead. Dalrymple will check out. And I think Kane back in as Fowler hit the second. He has 9. Back to a 12-point lead as Hall with the basketball walked with it, I thought. But Koontz walked, got tied with it. Koontz on the left wing. Now a gentleman down the left lane. Put up a shot. No good. Evans tried to put up a shot. It was blocked. Yeah, I think Pearson maybe got that one. Goes out of bounds on the Clopton basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. Street to Koontz. Quick three, bullseye. 14 points for Tyler Koontz. 9 points, Putnam lead. And now we have a whistle and a foul. A foul is going to be on Mason Street. That's his second. As a foul, Lance Fowler. So Lance Fowler at the line to shoot two. 57 seconds left to play in the game. 9 point Putnam lead. It's Fowler's first one up. It's no good. He has 9 looking for 10. So Fowler puts it up. Got it. 10 points for Lance Fowler. Back to a 10-point Putnam lead. Hall gives the ball to Koontz on the left wing and left corner to Street. Back to Koontz for three on the way. Bullseye! As Tyler Koontz with 17 points. And now a quick foul to stop the clock with 41 seconds. The foul is going to be on Gentleman. That's his fourth. This time, Landon Wood will go to the line to shoot a pair. 50-43. Putnam County the lead as Landon Woods, first one up, got it. 9 points for Landon Wood. He has one field goal, the rest are free throws. Josh up, missed it. Jinxed him, and Koontz off the rebound. The Hall, a gentleman. Now the left wing, it goes to Street. Stops, puts up a shot over Wood, partially blocked. And Dan Evans comes away with it. Evans walked with it. 31 seconds left to play. Dal Ripple will check back in. As Evans went down hard, he's helped up. He probably rolled his ankle a little bit as he hobbles off the floor. So Lance Fowler will inbound against Frazier by Clopton. As Genoan in between Heidenreth and Landon Wood. And they're laughing about it because Genoan is not very big. So now Lance Fowler, they get the floor mopped up. Fowler looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it into Wood. As Wood, guarded by Dalrymple, gets it ahead to Pearson. Pearson gets it inside to Wood. Wood turns, puts it up, no good. And do the foul. The foul's going to be on Dalrymple. That's his third. 21 seconds left to play in the game. There's Landon Wood with 9, looking for 10. He'll shoot a pair. As Landon Wood, first shot up, got it. 10 points for Landon Wood. 52-43. Wood trying to make it back to a 10-point lead. Isaac fires it, got it. 11 points for Landon Wood. 10-point lead, 3 on the way from Kuntz, no good. Wood comes off the rebound, and Wood is fouled. And we'll walk the other way with 13 seconds. Now, the foul's going to be on that. Well, that was still Dalrymple. Let's see the foul's on. It's going to be on Genoan, and he's gone. 5 fouls on Jordan Genoan. Kane Evans checks back in. Landon Wood at the line. Shoot 2. He has 11, looking for 12. Shots up. Missed it. 14 seconds left as Putnam County will go to MACC on Saturday along with Scotland County girls. Next one is up. It's good. 12 points to Landon Wood. 54-43. Hall to the left wing. Now Coons. Fires a 3. On the way. No good. Lance Fowler with 4 seconds. With 1 second. That's the end of the ball game. With the final score, Putnam County 54 and Clopton 43 back in the ball. This is KMM Sports.
Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. Rocket.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.
Always up for some fun with the family. So you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that the widely used non-contact thermometers are not accurate and have high probabilities for false negative readings. New COVID strands are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters most. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Don't wait. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to Hannibal High School. We're at Corf Auditorium on the campus of Hannibal High School, Hannibal, Missouri. It's the final as the Putnam County Midgets win their 23rd game of the year by defeating Clopton 54-43. Let's take a look at the score in first four, Putnam County. Jaden Wyatt with 4 points. Lance Fowler with 10. Zach Hyden with 9. Owen Ream with 10. Trace Riediger with 2 points. Gage Pearson with 4. And Landon Wood with 12 points. For Clopton, Tyler Coons with 17 points. Chase Hall with 9. Jordan Genowin with 2 points. Logan Dalrymple with 2 points. Mason Street with 6. Harrison Evans with 6. And Kane Evans with 2. Putnam County led 17-3 after one quarter. Both teams scored 12 in the second quarter. Putnam led 29-15 at the half. In the third quarter, Clopton outscored Putnam 14-11, and Putnam led 40-29 after 3. Then in the fourth quarter, both teams scored 14 again, and Putnam County wins at 54-43. Putnam County improves to 23-2, while Clopton ends their season 18-11. In the first game, Scotland County, the girls win their 24th game of the year by defeating Cairo 54-35. Scotland County led in scoring by Hannah Feeney with 11 points. Aleta Whitaker with 22. Cairo led by Avery Brumley with 11 points. Cairo led 12-5 after one quarter. Scotland outscored Cairo 10-9 in the second quarter. Cairo led 21-15 at the half. In the third quarter, Scotland outscored Cairo 25-7, and Scotland County led 40-28 after 3. In the fourth quarter, Scotland again outscored Cairo 14-7, and the Lady Tigers won it 54-35. Scotland County improves to 24-3. Cairo ends their season 24-6. And again, the game you just heard on KMM, Putnam County defeats Clopton 54-43. Putnam County led in scoring by Lance Fowler with 10, Owen Ream with 10, and Landon Wood with 12, while Clopton led by Tyler Coons with 17 points. So what this all means is we will be at Moberly Area Community College on Saturday and bring you both quarterfinal games. We already know now Scotland County girls will play St. Paul Lutheran of Concordia at 12 o'clock, and we'll have to wait and see who the Putnam County boys play as that game is still in progress. And I'll know more in the morning on sports. And Milan girls in their season tonight, they lost to East Buchanan in their sectional 38-34. As St. Paul Lutheran defeated Salisbury 51-45. So we're headed for Moberly Area Community College on Saturday, 12. At the girls start at 12. The boys start at about 1:45. We'll have it for you right here on KMEM. For producer Dave Bowden from Hannibal High School, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Putnam County sponsors, and they include Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Putnam County R1 Schools, Putnam County State Bank in Unionville, the Unionville Republican Weekly Newspaper, and Mayberry Farms Truck and Accessories, just north of Memphis.